1935, the place, Tupelo, Mississippi. God sent this world a baby boy who was born in poverty. And as a boy, he wondered what would be his destiny. His life was to be busy, and things would happen that even he couldn't believe. He had so much to give, yet very little to receive. He started with a song and a wiggle, and some people couldn't understand. But you and I now know that it was all in God's plan. No sooner had he started than he was to lose his most precious prize. Tragedy struck this young man's life. His mother died. By this time, he had the colonel who was to guide his every step. And things began to happen that neither one could seem to help. He came home from the army and we saw him on TV, and because of that wiggle, they wouldn't even show his knees. His career grew and he started making movies, and this took him from us for a while. Even though he didn't like it, he still gave the world a smile. Then he came back to us in person, because to sing for his fans was what he really enjoyed. And when he felt that he didn't please us, with himself, he was annoyed. We demanded, not understanding, that he give to us his all. He tried to do what we wanted for the big and the small. The demand for his records, or to have a glimpse or touch his hand. Bit by bit, this took its toll, for even he was just a man. Oh yeah, he was very happy living, and he wasn't afraid to die. Even now, though our hearts are broken, he wouldn't want us to cry. God and all of his wisdom, even though we loved him so, he knew what was best. We don't understand it, but it was time for him to go. Let you and I in our memory never lose what he gave, because while he was living for God and country, you and I, he was a slave. Yes, heaven now is brighter, though this world has lost the light. Take care of business, that's what he'd tell us. You must carry on the fight. Even his daddy and little Lisa, they must accept what God has done. Even though, like our Heavenly Father, Vernon gave his only son. Now the show is over and the curtain has come down. Elvis has left the building, but will always be around. Precious memories flood my soul.
I was barely 6 years old when I first heard him sing. And somehow I knew from that moment on that it would be a lifetime thing. And I'd stand in front of a mirror day and night, and I'd listen to every one of his records, and I'd repeat every word and every note until I finally got it right. And I was determined that I'd wait for the day that I could stand and sing in front of an audience, and maybe someone would come up to me and say, "You know, you sound just like Elvis." There was a man who gave the world a song, and the world stood still to hear him sing. A simple man who took his faith alone, while all the world proclaimed him king. Now the king is gone, and oh, what a reign, and the crown on his head will remain. From a working man to royalty to everlasting fame, the king is gone, yeah, the king is gone, but long live his name. There was a man who tasted sweet success, but still gave his hand to help a friend. A loving man who shared his happiness. Now the king is gone, but there was a man. Now the king is gone, and oh, what a reign, and the crown on his head, oh, will remain. From a working man to royalty to everlasting fame, the king is gone, yeah, the king is gone, long live his name. Yeah, the king is gone. Oh, the king is gone. Long live his name. Goodbye, Elvis. We'll miss you.
Gracie, you're a baby. hear the king has fallen from the rock parade. He'll always be remembered for the music that he made. He was the music king, superseded by his son. Didn't it tear you up the way he shook all around? Entered eternity, August 1977. D-O-A, D-O-A, and all our generation is crying for their own. The shock is colder than the grave, harder than the stone. A crying shame, a shameful cry. Can somebody tell me why? With people crying, people sighing, why the king must die? He was D-O-A, D-O-A, y'all, D-O-A, D-O-A. How many different times while you were safe inside your tubs did his fire and flashing madness paint the surface of your hours? He could knock you to your knees, and he could make your love grow warm. He could make you ready to shake just like a leaf out in the storm. Did a soaring siren lullaby lay you down serene? Wasn't he the best? A lion, a dangling rock and roll king. But he was D-O-A, D-O-A. We do not know. No matter who you are, you know it's not the way to go. It's the song of screaming sirens, ringing out alarms. Now his daddy sure recalls a little baby in his arms. Sometimes this world seems sad and surely gonna ride. Who is there who can declare it's the proper way to die? Grieving in this world, sorrow in our land. Ugly photographs and epitaphs lying in our hands. He was D-O-A, D-O-A, Lord, D-O-A, oh, D-O-A. He was D-O-A.
I've ever known was the day God called Elvis home. He lay so still, not a tear seemed to stand. Surely God stood close and held his hand. I'll never forget the look on his face. Seem to say, I've gone home with Jesus to sing in heaven today.
I've gone home to sing in heaven today.
I'll miss you, Elvis. Just how much you'll never know. The pain and loneliness I had when you had to go. I feel so lonely, my heart so sad and blue over the departure of someone as great as you. I know the songs you sing will always ring clear, and when God issues out the crowns in heaven, yours will be the brightest there. No, I'll never forget the look on your face as it seemed to say, honey, I've gone home with Jesus.
him at peace when the ransom's paid. Leave his hypodermic where the money's laid. Slick ending, man. You like that one, Mother?
That was beautiful. we traveled around in the country, and he sang his many songs. He touched the hearts of so many, but now his words come. Jesus took him home to that mansion in the sky. That mansion made of gold will be revealed by and by. He changed our whole lifestyle and played his complete role. You'll always be with as the love rolls in. The old priest danced some time, and the green grass made its way up on this long hill. In the long drive, Graceland Mansion stands so silent still. As people come far away, look upon this hill. Read the Graceland Mansion, the mansion, whose bright
What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. And you made us feel like fools to believe in what we saw. Like how you love religion and how you love your ma. And Dr. Nick, that evil prick, for all that Thorazine. And Colonel Parker kept his hand in making things look clean. Your acting out of public life was better than your films. Colonel Parker took your hand and he catered to your whims. Or you let him be your teddy bear and he made you Frankenstein. And then you died, you stupid ass, and left it all behind. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. But thanks to RCA, we still get pieces of the pie. You multiplied. It must have done your dad some good, cause he seemed to egg you on till you tantalized in glory until all of you was gone. And adoration was a burden and the public was the rage. You must have died one tortured soul for having so much faith. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. But I'll still visit Graceland whenever I'm in town, and through the gate and up the walk, and lay my flowers down among the 1,000,000,000 garlands that are laying on the ground, and wish that you could be here with us to see what we're going through when we read that Goldman book and we think we misread you. And then you died like Lenny Bruce after he'd given up his chase. I only wish you were around to see the look on all the faces when they say, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight.
Got the word at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, but never gonna hear your voice again. It was hard to believe, but I guess it was your time to leave. But you're gonna miss you, old friend. Taught us how to rock and roll. God bless your very soul.
Bless your soul.
Sure gonna miss you. Sky and I thought I heard you singing. What I saw was a light reflecting in my eyes. Now I know where you are, 'cause heaven's gained a brand new star. I'm sure gonna miss you, my old friend.
Well, okay, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day, how are you? Yes, it's a sad day in American history. Today we make note of the day 39 years ago that Elvis breathed his last on this mortal coil. I think we all remember where we were when we heard the news. I was in Montclair, New Jersey, on Midland Avenue at a friend's house. I was on the third floor where he had allowed me to convert a disused bathroom into a dark room, and I was developing pictures, and I heard the news. It was about 100 degrees, but I still ran down the stairs covered in tears. I was 27 years old. One of the few times in my adult life I actually shed tears. But enough about that. Today we make note of that fact with a whole bunch of songs that people, in a lot of cases, people who had no business recording a song, recorded a song about how bad they felt that Elvis was gone. There are many more than what I have here today, and we'll probably be hearing more of them in a year or so when we observe the 40th anniversary. All right, does this sound like a deal? It gives you a year to move somewhere out of range of this whole mess. So anyway, we started with J.D. Sumner, who you have heard of, unlike most of these people. J.D. Was a writer and a song recorder of note who wrote some 700 songs and had a whole bunch of albums out, wrote songs for a lot of people. Mostly in the gospel vein. But anyway, this was Elvis Has Left the Building. Very, very sad. We followed that up with Ronnie McDowell, who is actually younger than I am, and recorded the song The King Is Gone. He had two whole albums of songs of tribute to the King, I guess mostly covers, but I don't know because I couldn't find them. We heard from the Love Gods in Leisure Suits, The Day Elvis Died, Misty, just plain Misty, D-O-A, God Called Elvis Home was Chris Marchand. Chris, kind of the McDonald's of Elvis Is Dead songs. She's got a whole slew of them, most of which we will not concern ourselves with. Elvis Is Dead was the Forgotten Rebels. Gary Lewis and the Playboys from 1969, before Elvis had died, obviously. I saw Elvis Presley last night, so it probably was not an illusion. Michelle Praley after that, The Letter to Elvis. Mansion to Mansion was a guy named Matt Vincent. And then Peter Holsapple, who I'm sure you've heard of, and that was Elvis. What happened? Well, obviously what happened is you died, right? Because we made that point clear. And then a guy named Jack Hickox. We're sure going to miss you, old friend. And, Elvis is reported to have died this date in 1977, but I have it on good authority that it was actually sometime in May of 1994, where he had a nasty heart attack right after hearing about Lisa Marie and Michael Jackson. You can look it up, all right? Anyway, I got a bunch more for you. Please try to hold it together. You may have a box of tissues handy. It will come in handy. Trust me. I'll see you in a bit.
Elvis, there's a story I have to tell to the world that's never been told before. Elvis, one rainy, hot summer night here in Nashville, about 7 or 8 years ago, what you did for me will always be a part of my life forever, as you will be for millions. You see, I was sitting on the back steps of RCA's Studio B that hot summer night, I guess trying to get out of the rain, not knowing it was you inside the studio recording. When some man opened the door and I stood up, and he asked me if I would go after some candy bars. I guess maybe he thought I worked there as a cleanup boy or something, but I really didn't. When I got back to the studio door, the candy bars in the paper bag was wet, and so was I. You see, I hadn't had a car for about 6 years. I knocked on the door, and the same man let me in. Then I heard a voice ask that I bring the candy bars into the studio. When I saw it was you that I got the candy bars for, I became very weak all over. I guess it was too much for a poor boy and a nobody like me to be bringing candy bars to a king like you. I remember you asked me my name and shook my hand and thanked me. And then you reached in your pocket and gave me a $20 bill and said, "Here, I want you to have this." You never did know it, Elvis, but that $20 bill, I guess in a big way, saved my life. You see, I'd been sleeping in the back of an old wrecked station wagon just up from the studio for about 11 days with only change in my pocket. And to be honest, I really hadn't eaten for almost 2 days. I never did see you again after that, but I want the whole world to know, if they don't already, the many little and big things you did for many people, such as myself. Elvis, I only wish I could have the chance again today to run to that same little store in the rain to get you some more candy bars.
Yo, Corey, man.
Yeah, man, what's up?
I saw Elvis the other day.
Get out of here, man!
Tabloids scream, Elvis seen at a shopping mall. even from the grave.
Elvis is dead.
Presley was a good performer on stage. Elvis. It was electrifying. When he Elvis was ill, his friends dead. Got sick and moaned Elvis when he had died.
Elvis is dead.
Elvis is dead.
To all you people making money on his name, how do you speak? Don't you feel a change? He went Elvis through the test. He's out of this mess. Be my guest and let him rest.
Elvis has left the building.
Thank you.
your eyes so bright and always shining. L is for the love and show you gave us all. D is for your voice that will always be around us. I is for your island you have found. S is for the stars that always will shine around you. Elvis, 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 we can't ever and sing. Songs are now sung about you, paintings and things. Elvis, Elvis, we will miss you. Elvis, we can't ever forget you, never. Love is all that we can ever give you, and you will live forever. Visions you once had around you are all now the real thing. In our hearts, you will sing and sing.
Christmas cheer on the table, the lights are on the tree. There's presents there for everyone, but it's a sad, sad time for me. For you see, Elvis won't be here for Christmas. And the snow has turned from white to blue. No more great concerts or new records for me to look forward to. He's been such a part of my life for such a long, long time. I feel I've lost a dear, true, true friend of mine. There's Christmas cheer on the table, the lights are on the tree. there's presents there for everyone, but it's a sad, sad time for me. But you see, Elvis won't be here for Christmas. And you know, there's nothing I can really do. His records always used to lift me up when I was feeling blue. But now when I play them, my heart begins to cry. And I think to myself, oh, Elvis, for God's sake, why did you have to die? Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. I see. Elvis won't be here. For Christmas.
Elvis is coming back for Christmas. Tell me now, would I lie to you? Elvis is coming back for Christmas. He's bringing Jimmy and Janice too. Elvis is coming back for Christmas. There's no reason for us to be blue. Elvis is coming back for Christmas. He'll look as fresh as morning dew. But don't expect Colonel Parker. Why? He's down below, shoveling coal. Or maybe someplace even darker. All for stealing that poor boy's soul.
I've got the moody blues because Elvis left me with his blue suede shoes. Love me tender was his plea. It's in my heart inside of me. I can't stop loving you. Why would anybody want to? True Elvis left. True Elvis is gone. Still, the king lives on. I love you because you were an angel and king of the whole wide world to me. Crying in the chapel, I murmured a prayer for thee. Peace in the valley, ye shall have. Blue Christmas will come no more. Your trouble was over when you entered heaven's doors. I'll remember you in a crowd or when I'm alone. Tomorrow and forever, the king lives on. I feel that I've known you forever, although we've never met. Ours was a one-sided love affair, Elvis, I'll never forget. I was the one playing for keeps, I'll never let you go. Burning love I have for you, can't help but show. I believe as long as I have you in my heart, you and I will never part. How great thou art, my favorite song reminds me, the king lives on. Fame and fortune was your goal, what a wonderful life you had, I'm told. Then why say some such a lonely man, when you had the world in the palm of your hand? Are you lonesome tonight, since you returned to sender? I pray not, Elvis, softly and tender. Take my hand, precious Lord, you sang. He heard your cries then, he came. You left behind loved ones alone, yet they know the king lives on. It hurts me to think you were blue. Now that you're living with Jesus, I am too. I can see you, Elvis, in that promised land, walking with our master hand in hand. When the saints go marching in, the world will love you until then. Memories of you reach far and wide. You're no stranger in a crowd. Everyone loves you, dear Elvis, of that you should feel proud. Although your life on earth is over, you'll always be remembered. You'll never walk alone. Yes, Elvis, the king lives on.
Dear Elvis, just a few lines to say how we miss you since you've gone away. Now you don't know me, 'cause we never met, but I've known about you for many years, so you see I can't forget. Let me tell you my true story. You see, Elvis, you and I were close to the same age, so we came up through music changes together. I first heard of you in 1954 through a Sun recording an army buddy of mine brought back home from Texas. He played the record for me and then he said, "How do you like this new singer?" And I said, "Man, he's great." Well, you sure turned out to be just that. You see, Elvis, I was also trying to make it music about that time. When I heard you sing, I thought your style was just terrific. For in my opinion, you not only became the king of rock and roll, but more important, the king of music. For you could sing them all. So long, friend.
Goodbye, Elvis, now you're gone, and we miss you so. You've left the whole world feeling sad, more than you'll ever know. But your music will live on to cheer us when we're blue. And most of all, please don't forget the whole wide world loves you. Most of all, please don't forget the whole wide world loves you.
The king rock and roll is what they call him. With music in his soul, there stood a man. There had never been a king before him, and surely there won't be a king again. His memory lives on and lasts forever. His memory lives on and lasts forever. But never again will he sing his sweet songs for men. For God has taken him by the the life they call secluded, but never did he take her own again. Loved by the millions of fans who knew him, and now mourned by the billions at his grave. Lives on and lasts forever. Well, his memory lives on and lasts forever. But never again will he sing his sweet songs for man. For God has taken him by the hand. His memory lives on and lasts forever.
Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looks like Elvis. I soaked the label off a Flintstone jelly bean jar. I cleared us off a place on that one little table that you left us, and pulled me up a big old piece of floor. I pulled the head off Elvis, filled Fred up to his pelvis. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Round about 10 we all got to talking about Graceland, Bedrock and such. The conversation finally turned to women, but they said they didn't get around too much. Elvis said, find them young, and Fred said, old-fashioned girls are fun. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Later on it finally hit me that you wouldn't be a-coming home no more, 'cause this time I know you won't forgive me like all of them other times before. And I broke Elvis's nose, pouring the last drop from his toe. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looks like Elvis. I sold the label off a Flintstone jelly bean jar.
I'm sorry. Let me control. Hey, hold on. All right, that's a lot better. Okay, I had a lot of blockage in my brain there. All right, I hope you're not feeling as bad as me about all this. Elvis is still dead. Nothing we can do about it. Let's just learn to live with it. So anyway, we heard a bunch of songs about what a bummer it's been without him, and how sad could you die and not the rest of the world together die in your place, and you got the idea, right? We started with a song by a guy named Barry Tiffin, and that was Candy Bars for Elvis, about how Elvis saved this poor guy, you know, who was living in his car and probably eating cigarettes, I don't know, but anyway, that was Candy Bars for Elvis, about how Elvis ate a lot of candy. We knew that. Vernon Reid after that, and Living Color. That was Elvis is Dead. Lance Kaufman after that, one of my all-time favorites, and a big favorite here at the Bit Slap. They dug up Elvis and made him sing again. It wasn't bad enough that he was under the ground. They couldn't hear him. They had to dig him up so they could hear him singing. After that, Jay Pauly, E-L-V-I-S. No explanation necessary there. Elvis Won't Be Home for Christmas was Linda Hughes, followed by the contradictory position that Elvis is coming back for Christmas. Jesse Slocum, that was, and no word on actually what actually happened, whether Elvis came back for Christmas or not. I'm guessing not, okay? We heard from Ralph Lowe after that, The King Lives On, followed by Mary Kay. I don't think that was the cosmetics maven, but Mary Kay it is. I don't want a bracelet or diamonds. I just want Elvis. Odie Palmer after that, another letter to Elvis, followed by Memories of the King. That was Elvis Wade. Elvis Wade, that was. And then finally, Thumper. Thumper. Yabba dabba doo. The king is gone, and so are you. And as luck would have it, so am I. So you are free, but I do want to warn you, we do have two more. One's an old favorite here at the Bit Slap, and the other isn't, all right? Let's just leave it at that. I do want to point out one thing. Elvis and I do have one thing in common, and I don't care what you've been reading in the papers, it's not Priscilla, okay? But he and I have the same birthday, January 8th. I was born on his 15th birthday, and I'm still here. That should tell you something. I'm not sure what, but let's just leave it at that. In the meantime, this is KBC signing off for another edition of the Bit Slap, and I will be back next week with hopefully something a little less depressing. Let's let Peter Green take us out. This is Not Norma.
His throne. Now I am exactly where I want to be. Why won't you leave me alone? Maybe I'm through. So man, just go pick on someone else instead. Now I'm asking you to just let me be dead. Believe me, folks, I'm dead, really. You think if I was alive, I'd let them do that stupid TV series about me? You think if I was alive, the person I'd contact would be Gail Brewer Giorgio? Jesus, man, who the hell is Gail Brewer Giorgio? And another thing, John Lennon wants to know why nobody thinks he's still alive. And Buddy Holly, too. Baby, I'm dead. Don't believe the magazines in the store. Get it through your head. I ain't coming back no more. Hey, folks, man, just let me be dead and leave me alone. Why don't you go looking for Babe Ruth? Maybe he's alive. Hell, Nat King Cole just made a song. Maybe he's still alive. Look for him. Just let me go, man. I'm dead. I think there's lots of people that you can look for and see if they're alive. One of them isn't me, man. Why don't you look for Bill Bixby? Oh, wait.
goodbye, Elvis. Goodbye tonight. You've left our boundaries all right. We shed a million tears as you went away from here, sailing out into the night. Close friends seemed to know that you had to go to a city that'll receive you somehow. You may come again to this world of sin, but goodbye, goodbye for now. Where have they all gone who have sung your old song? Before me, behind me, I hear what you had in your eye was not a pie in the sky. It was a sign that your time was drawing near. You put your time in, slipped away with the wind, searching and singing no more. The voices were loud as you passed through the cloud, away, away from us all. Hello, Mama, I'm coming home. Bye. What a beautiful sight. The joys we had outweighed the bad, even though sometimes it's a fright. We've loved and we've kissed and not even missed the old world we left far below. What God gave to man to do as he can, to have, to share, and to hold. So long for a while, we'll miss the Elvis style. Goodbye from us all. Goodbye, Elvis.